Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jotham Down store discussing the results of yesterday's banquet for Doc Withers. Listen.
Grannies, what an idiot he must think I am. Here we all outdo ourselves to make a big impress on Dr. Withers and try to give him a big welcome, and what happens? I stand there like an empty-headed numbskull and tell him to keep away from the banquet. Make him go around to the back door and eat in the kitchen.
Well, Lum, you never knowed who he was.
Well, you never knowed who he was neither.
I never said I did.
You're just as much to blame for this as I am.
Lum, I ain't denying.
Don't sit there and argue with
me.
I feel bad enough as it is. Oh, what an idiot he must think I am.
Why limit it to him?
And as I'll never be able to live this down, I might have to move to some other town, get a fresh start in life.
Oh, law me alive, Lum. Stop worrying. Everything always happens for the best. I've always said that.
Well, I was so embarrassed when Grandpap brought the doc out of the kitchen and set him down, I couldn't give a word of my speech I'd studied up.
That proves what I said. Everything happens for the best.
Oh, such a dumb trick. Me telling the guest of honor to go around the back and eat in the kitchen.
Well, Lum.
Granny.
I don't see why you're so upset about it. It never seemed to bother the doc none. He just appeared to be happy about everything.
Just being polite, more than likely.
Oh, I don't think so. Grandpappy Spears told me later that when he went back in the kitchen to get the doc, why, he was sitting there just happy as you please. Had his napkin tucked in his collar, waiting for Luke to get done serving the banquet so he could fix him a plate of hash back there.
All right, don't give me the details, Abner. It's bad enough as it is.
And then when he come into the banquet there, he was just as jolly as he could be.
Yeah?
Never seemed embarrassed at all to me. Sat there and ate hearty. Facts is, he ate more than anybody else, I believe.
Yeah, I did notice he had uncommonly good appetite.
Oh, that feller can eat more grub than any human I ever seen pull a chair to a table.
Oh, yeah. He better than mine, I know that. I couldn't eat nothing.
Well, he weren't bashful about his talking, neither. Practical, talk steady. You know, it's still a mystery to me how a man can do so much eating and talking at the same time.
Abner, do you think I ought to apologize to him?
No, of course not. We all passed it off as a joke. Told him you was just pulling a Josh on him. I don't think he'd hear you if you did apologize to him, no way. He don't listen to half of what you say, I don't believe.
Well, it weren't exactly my fault, no ways. He never looked nothing like Grandpap's been describing him.
No.
He never looked like no big, famous vet doctor to me.
Yeah. Well, he had me fooled, too. He just looks like another one of Grandpap's old cronies.
Well, that's about what he is, you might say.
Yeah, just about. Only difference is he talks about twice as much. Talk.
Yeah, he is a talker.
Oh, me.
I'd hate to have to be around him very much of the time.
Oh, me too. He's nice, but annoying.
Yeah. I guess the best thing to do is just forget about it.
Why, sure.
We've got plenty of work around here to take up our time. Have you put up that order for Miss Pomeroy yet?
Well, I got about half of it put up, and then Miss Goshen come in. And after she went out, wait a minute. There they come.
Who?
Grandpap and Doc Withers.
Oh,
them coming up out there.
Goodness gracious. Better tell them we're extra busy today or we'll never get shut up.
Yeah.
Be polite about it.
I will. Well, hello, Grandpap.
Howdy, Doctor.
How are you today, Doctor?
Well, sir, I'm feeling first rate. Me and Milford been talking over old times, discussing common acquaintances, one thing to another. You know how a couple of old codgers will do when they get together.
Yeah.
Doc here's sort of looking around town for a place where he can set up his office temporary.
I knew Milford when he didn't have a nickel in his pocket.
Has he got one now?
You ain't got any idea where he might find an office, have you, Lum? Well, I don't know, Grandpap. How big a place do you reckon you need, Doc? Oh, he don't need much of a place, Lum.
No, I don't need much of a place. Just a little cubby hole where I can hang my hat. Do most of my work out in the field. Wouldn't need a place no bigger than, say that room you got back there.
The feed room?
Yeah, well, let's see. Where could you find a place like that? Harry Hodgkin's got a lot of room in that liver stable of his, but There ain't no floor in that.
No, and I'd be trying to get him to doctor the horses for free all the time, too.
Yeah.
That's just about the size of that room there. Just a cubby hole. It'd be funny if I just moved right in there.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Well, would you hate that? Having an old nuisance like me around, putting in my 2 cents worth all the time. It'd be awful.
I wonder if Mose Moots uses that back room over there at the barber shop. No, come to think of it, Dad Foss is living in there.
Yeah. Squire Stimp might know or something. I doubt it, though.
I could run a desk in there right under that window you got back there.
Well, we sort of need that space for the feed sacks.
Oh, I wouldn't worry too much about that. The kind of patients I have ain't all particular. I do most of my work out in the field. All I need is a cubby hole.
I wonder if Walt would have any extra room out there at his place.
Walt Bates?
It's kind of fur out.
Yeah.
Of course, if you're going to be doing your work out in the field anyway...
You can pile them sacks someplace else. What'd you say the rent would be on that?
Well, I don't know. I ain't even thought about it.
Well, it ain't for rent, no way.
All he needs is just a cubby hole.
Yes, when you come right down to it, that's all I need, some little old cubby hole. Milford's right. I do most of my work out in the field. You say $10 a month?
Well, I tell you, Doc, you see, that room is...
You'd get awful tired of having an old nuisance like me around. If you don't want me in there, just say so. Speak right up. You think about $10, hmm?
Well, I don't know, Doc. You see, actually, we need that space.
I don't think $10 is too high. You know?
No, I think that's right reasonable. You'll be out in the field most of the time anyway.
Well, if that's your price, I'm willing to agree to it. I'd rather not sign a lease, though. Your word's good enough for me.
Yeah, you don't need to worry about them. They're honest. I'll vouch for them.
Oh, I don't know. They look like a couple of crooks to me.
Oh, she'll cut it out now, Doc. You fellas will die laughing with Doc around. He gets all some awful gooder.
Well, I have my serious side, too. But I think a little humor now and then is good for the soul. A little laughter now and then relaxes the muscles of the stomach. I've always advocated that with animals. If only they could laugh more. I was calling on a patient of mine one day. It was a roan. Well, maybe more of a sorrow. Well, you might say a sorrow roan. Out at the Jenkins place, just south of Mount Ida there. Had a nice personality. Wasn't really a serious case. Horse was more neurotic than anything else. It was a hard case. For the longest time, I couldn't find out exactly what was ailing that horse.
Hmm.
Well, what was it?
Well, sir, I don't know. Horse up and died. I don't think it was anything serious, though. He was more the neurotic type, as we say.
Yeah, well, about you renting a feed room, Doc, I'm feared we're going to have to
ask for the rent in advance.
Well, no, what I was going to say...
I'll pay it in advance if you want it that way. Or at the end of the month, you just name your terms. Place I had over at Mount ID, paid by the semi-weekly. $4.50 every 2 weeks. You just name your terms.
Yeah, well, I'm feared we're
going to... Now, here's something I want you to be sure and recollect. Anytime you fellas don't want me back there, just throw me out. Just pick me up with a scruff of the neck and toss me right out in the street.
Well, we wouldn't want to do that.
Wouldn't we?
Don't be bashful about it. Just toss me out like an old tomato can. Think that's the thing to do, Milford?
Yeah, that's the thing to do, Doc.
Toss me out. Well, come on, Milford. You better go along with me and help me move my things in. Can't do it by myself. I ain't no flop-eared elephant, you know.
Well, I'll help you.
You know, they use elephants in circuses to move things with tent poles, wagons, everything. Beasts of burden.
That man knows everything.
He does, huh?
He'll astonish you.
Well, come on, Milford. Can't stand here all day and expect to get anything done.
Just a minute now. Fur's renting that room to you. Me and Abner ain't agreed
now,
to
we can iron out the details when I get back. We'll have plenty of time to talk then. You'll find me a regular old nuisance. What we both are.
Bound to, bound to.
Well, I had doggies. How do you like that?
Granny's.
Mom, We ain't actually going to rent the feed room to him, are we? That place back there, we need that for the feed and the flour and stuff like that. We can't give that to him.
Well, what are we going to do? Looks like it's done been rented.
Done been rented. I never said nothing about it now.
You heard him go out of here to get his things.
Well, I doggies, he must have said it then. I never said it was rented, I know. Did he say he'd rented it?
I never was talked into anything so fast in my life.
Talked into it?
You know, Abner, I don't know what makes me feel this way, but I've just got a hunch that Doc Withers is going to be a nuisance.
No, I can't imagine what would ever give you an idea like that, Lum.